Domestic workers have bemoaned the working conditions under which they work. In view of this, they are calling on the government to, as a matter of urgency, issue a legislative instrument to ratify and implement ILO Convention 189 on decent work for domestic workers, which was adopted by government in 2011. The move will provide domestic workers with better working conditions equivalent to other workers. This came up at a forum to commemorate International Domestic Workers Day.
The ILO Convention, when implemented, will ensure the effective promotion and protection of the rights of all domestic workers. It will also grant them benefits like weekly days off, limits to hour of work, minimum wage coverage, leave, overtime compensation and social security. The head of Industrial Relations and Social Protection of the TUC, Seth Abluzo, said the TUC will push relentlessly for the adoption of the ILO Convention on Domestic Work and ensure that the appropriate legislative instruments are enacted to back it into law. The reason for this is because domestic workers are not restricted to Ghana, but many Ghanaians are taken out of the country to work as domestic workers, and so it is important that laws are instituted to cover them. The convener of Net Rights, Dr. Ekria Brichum, said her outfit will continue to secure economic justice for women, especially in the domestic sector, so that they are not undermined and mistreated. She urged domestic workers to organize themselves and form a union, because it is the only way that they can be recognized and given the needed attention. The General Secretary of the International Domestic Workers Federation, Elizabeth Tang, called on governments across the world to ratify the ILO Convention and also pass a legislation to make it enforced.
Rita Nyakwen, Alberta Nkansas Report.